A confirmed Chapter 13 plan is nothing more than a contract. It's a contract in the same way that a Chapter 11 plan is. It's just a contract that's construed according to federal law, and it's backed up by a court order, which is a confirmation order. So if you're talking about something within the four corners of a contract, I don't see how you argue with that. But let's move on to Kessler. Because Kessler, defendant in Kessler attacked it a little bit different. In Kessler, you had basically the same situation as you had in Heinzel at the very beginning. You had a post-petition arrearage that was to be cured through conduit payments to the trustee and ongoing post-petition payments that were to be made directly by the debtor. They ended up getting all the way to month 60 before any deficiency in the post-petition payments was discovered. Turns out, when they got to month 60, they were $40,000 in arrears. So in this case, the argument was not focusing on what the interpretation of 1328A is under the plan. The focus was on 1328A1, which was the provision that says long-term debt is not required to be paid out within the course of the plan. 1328A1 says if the payments scheduled to be made exceed the length of the plan, if that last payment is scheduled to be made after the last payment under the plan is supposed to be made, then that debt does not have to be discharged. So what they argued was, if that debt doesn't have to be discharged, it doesn't affect my discharge, and it shouldn't.